I know you're tired of the same old question, but how do you get to that point where everybody is executing at a high level?
You get there, you know, with, I think, individuals with the will to get things done, you know, and know that there's an urgency to get them done, and recognize plays and just play together, you know, raise the bar, and everybody individually that make the whole defense a better defense.
Where do you see that urgency and that will? Is it only on the practice field?
Oh, it's everywhere now. It's everywhere. It has to be in the film room. It has to be when we're together with the coaches. It has to be on your own and definitely on the field, just bringing it all together.
You obviously have a strong will. Can you impose that, or does it have to come from within?
Well, I'm definitely going to try to impose that as much as I can. You know, try to be an example as far as what I do and reach out to people. Because it is a team, it's a team game, and I definitely reach out to people and try to go over what I'm going through and, you know, show them my issues, and, you know, so we can work together. So I do that as much as I can, and hopefully they'll do the same.
I know you've seen Ben on TV. You know you've watched tape of him this week. What stands out the most to you about him?
He's great at extending plays, breaking tackles. You know, he's a great quarterback. He's been doing it for many years, and he just knows how to make something out of nothing sometimes.
And the guy that you guys had last week, Antonio Gates, is very well regarded. So is this guy, Heath Miller. But in kind of a sneaky, shifty way, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. You know, he's a real reliable guy for Big Ben, and he'll get open real quick and catch passes and get downfield and get some critical yards that the offense needs sometimes.
Is this team still on the even keel that you guys have been, or is there, you know, 0-4 is tough. Is there a sense of urgency that builds on this one?
Well, you know, there's definitely an arrow going up with us, you know, that, and that's positive. Of course, as Gus elaborated, it's better than the week before, you know, and we're definitely going up, and we win. Understand the position that we're in. We understand the urgency we have to be in and play with. But all we could do is do our best and perform at a high level, and everything else will take care of itself.
One final thought. Last week, the Chargers had some success screening. Steelers have historically loved to screen, and they screen with a 245-pounder in Bell. How do you get your mind ready, and what do you see from them in the screen game?
Well, you just prepare for it. You prepare for it. They definitely do screens in many different aspects, many different ways and different formations. So you just have to be prepared for it. See when it's coming, and even when you don't see it coming, just make sure you fill the right gaps and make tackles.